My name is David Vagan, and I believe in ghosts. I am a paranormal researcher and inventor. Using a special spirit box of my own design, I have been able to reach the dead. But not only reach them, I can hold conversations with them. Now, I am traveling across the United States, interviewing ghosts, and learning about the other side. These are my haunted hellos. Welcome to the inaugural episode of Haunted Hellos. This podcast is edited audio transcripts of my interviews with ghosts. Using my proprietary spirit box technology, I'm able to not only channel ghosts, but have extended conversations with them. Currently, I can only record about 20 to 30 minutes at a time, and while I've conducted many interviews, not all of them are fit for broadcast, but I've decided to at least let this one out into the world so people can hear what it's like on the other side. The following recording is a transcript, an audio transcript, of case number 32, my interview with the ghost named Horatio S. Guntram. For a little background, he was an inventor who died in a lab explosion in 1937 at his property outside of the unincorporated community of Wiener in eastern Arkansas.
Hello? Hello? What this fucking doohickey? Hello? Anyone hear me?
Oh, wait. I think I have a ghost. Hello?
I certainly say you do. Hello there.
Wow. Who are you?
Well, son, my name is Horatio S. Guntram. I'm an inventor and explorer. Who are you, young?
Oh, my name is David Vagan, and I am a paranormal researcher. This is some technology I invented that allowed me to talk to you.
Really?
So, what was your name again? It's
Horatio S. Guntram, sir.
Guntram, is that Dutch?
Well, if it ain't Dutch, it ain't much.
Oh, you seem pretty fun. All right.
Yes, sir. You appear to be a scientist yourself.
I am, actually. So I appreciate you recognizing that from one scientist to another.
Well, this here sparking joke box here sort of gave me a clue.
Well, I appreciate that. So what I'm doing, actually, is I'm going to different locations and trying to talk to ghosts. And I have a set of interview questions. Would you mind answering a few questions for me?
Why, son, this is just fine. I could also use some news of the outside world while we're at it. So this is right up my alley.
Yeah, I should mention that we are in the abandoned, burned-down building in the middle of the woods. So I imagine you don't have very many visitors.
Well, you know, you try to get the legends out there so you can get some visitors. I'm one of them ghosts what's trapped inside the walls.
I guess I'm going to go ahead and start off with my first question, which is, and I hope I don't offend you with this, but how did you die?
Well, that is a little bit, you know what, it is an interesting story. If you have to know, I was creating a device for wireless communication via the telephone without wires in my basement when it exploded. Too much gunpowder involved, I believe.
So you were trying to create a wireless telephone?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have those now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, can you see it? I have it in my hand. Can you see it?
Yes, sir, I can. And my goodness, how did you get gunpowder into that thing?
I'm sorry, there's no gunpowder in it. I'm trying to figure out how you were trying to utilize gunpowder into a wireless phone.
Well, it would take entirely too much time to try to play my reason for putting gunpowder into a telephone.
Well, okay, I can appreciate that. My device is only going to allow me to record for so long.
That's understandable.
So you died in some sort of accident, but was it like a quick death or was it a long, painful death? What exactly happened?
Well, let me put it like this. One minute, I'm standing there trying to create long-distance communication via the air. And the next minute, I'm standing there with my body a stain on the wall behind me.
So you were able to stand there and watch a grease spot behind you on the wall that was your body.
Yes, let me tell you right now, in retrospect, it was one of the funniest things I ever done see.
Really?
Oh, yes. I've heard of these cartoons. Wile E. Coyote. Reminded me of something like that.
I guess my question for you is, my next question on the list is, what does it feel like being a ghost?
It is me, sir. Let me tell you right now, you know how sometimes you wake up in the morning and maybe your hip hurts, or maybe your feet hurt from walking all day? As a scientist and explorer, I'm sure you understand.
Oh, of course.
Well, you don't have none of that when you did.
Really? So is it like an absence of feeling?
For the most part, yes. You got no nerves and you got no hormones, and it provides you with an amazing amount of clarity.
So you can't, like, touch anything, then?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. As a scientist, I've spent a long time seeing if I can interact with the world, and poltergeist is one of my specialities.
Okay, so the idea is that you can mess with the outside world, but you cannot seem to, like, feel any sensation from it, then?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Okay, here's another question. Do you know any other ghosts?
Not in particular. Every now and again, a phantom will wander by, like your typical headless train engineer or something along those lines, but they don't stop in too much. I ask them too many questions about the outside world, and, well, since they're headless, they ain't got much to say.
So, you say that ghosts wander by. Can you leave this property?
No, sir. As I said, I'm more or less trapped in the walls. The furthest I can go is to the edge of the legal property line.
Now,
I did not know that was legally binding in the afterlife.
Interesting. Was there some sort of agreement that you signed? What's going on with that?
Well, I bought the property. I suppose property belongs to me in perpetuity.
So I guess another question that I have is, we always have this idea of a ghost being a result of someone having unfinished business after they died. So do you have any unfinished business?
Yes, sir. My entire existence after death is my unfinished business. This is an eternity of experimentation and observation of the nature of humanity as we travel through this far-flung future.
Well, I imagine it's probably pretty hard to observe humanity from where you are. I mean, you can't really go anywhere, and you're kind of in the middle of the woods here.
Well, yes, that would be true, but to our point is, teenagers and children cannot avoid coming to the old haunted house. That's why you start a haunting. You make the rumors, then you get them to come to you.
So how do you get those rumors out there?
Well, mostly, like I said, poltergeist activity. I will typically cause doors to bang. I mean, it's all a bit subjective times. You know, it used to be making spooky noises and banging things around, opening and slamming doors. Then, 20 years ago, you had to damn nigh rip your face off.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that the nature of haunting has changed over time?
Oh, absolutely. You have to be up to date. Today, it's gone back to rolling baseballs down the hallway and making weird noises, or maybe tickling somebody's foot.
Tickling somebody's foot, is that supposed to scare them?
Well, when they're sitting there with their feet up in the air and you feel somebody tickle them, it's going to out just...
I suppose that makes sense. You mentioned noises. Can you give us an example?
Well, yes, I believe I can. Give me one second.
Okay. That's absolutely chilling. Absolutely chilling.
Yes, all that you need is a tin cup and an old radiator heater.
Yeah, in fact, I can see that it was very interesting because I could see that tin cup floating and, like, rattling against the radiator. That's chilling, sir. Absolutely chilling.
Well, thank you, sir. I pride myself on my abilities. I was a big fan of vaudeville back in the old days.
Wait, so you were a big fan of vaudeville. Did you have a favorite performer?
Well, I did enjoy the Hells of Popping Boys.
The, excuse me?
The Hells of Popping Boys.
Who are the Hells of Poppin' Boys?
Always a troop of young performing on stage. I say young, but young compared to me. They danced around. They did the funny little jokes. Quite frankly, I thought the Three Stooges were better.
Interesting.
But they didn't do vaudeville that much.
So you say younger than you. How old were you when you died?
Oh, I must have been about 65 or so.
Are you satisfied being I guess my question is, as a ghost, do you get to choose your self-image, or are you kind of stuck? Oh, so you're stuck as a 65-year-old man.
I'm wearing the same clothes now I was wearing the day I died.
Does that include any injuries? Has your flesh melted off and, like...
Nope. Now, I have heard tell, what with the headless men going by on Ghost Train, that sometimes your injuries are brought into the afterlife, but my death was so quick it didn't count.
Okay, so there was definitely... There wasn't a issue of... okay, I see that. All right. I guess I do have a couple more questions if you have time. I know that my machine's starting to warn me about the battery here, so...
Yes, sir, I see that. This is an amazing device, by the way.
Thank you. Put it together myself.
Well, that is amazing, and I just want to say, no offense to you, my friend, but I did assume scientists in this day and age might wear better sand.
You know, I wear my current sandals for comfort. That's about all I can, you know, say about that.
You know what? That is completely understandable, and that's fine.
Yeah, I mean...
But what are the questions? All I have is time.
Let's see. Another question on my list. I'm sorry, just kind of going through my notes here. What do you miss most about being alive?
You know what? That's a very good question. I've thought about that many a night as I wander these halls. For a time, I thought it was women. Then I realized, you know what? I was a lonely man alive. I'm a lonely man dead. And then I thought it might be vaudeville. Entertainment and the shared experience of the crowd watching the show. But no, it was cheese, actually. Cheese is the one thing I miss the most.
Really? Cheese?
Yes, sir. Dairy products in general, but specifically cheese.
Is there a specific type of cheese you miss?
Cheddar.
Cheddar, okay. Why is that?
It's sharp. I just take it.
You know, honestly, sometimes it must be the simplest pleasures, you know what I mean?
It really is. That and scratching your foot.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Do you get like an itching sensation every once in a while?
Fortunately, I do not have phantom limb syndrome, seeing as I am the fan.
Was that a pun, sir? Phantom limb?
Yes, sir, and the pun was fully.
It was fully intended. Fair. Okay, all right. I do have another question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a favorite haunting?
Oh, goodness, it's a recent one, too, sir.
Okay.
A bunch of kids came in about a year back, dressed up, and I swear, looked like a gang full of Bela Lugosis. Damn near scared the hell out of them. But I ended up scaring them so bad, one of them sold his pants.
Well, you say Bela Lugosis, you mean vampires, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I wasn't scared of the vampires. I just thought, I don't know what I thought, to be honest. I just saw them, and they frightened me so bad, I thought of the vampire, and... Then I realized, well, vampires,
boy. Yeah, I was going to say, it would have been interesting to see a group of kids dressed as Bela Lugosi for Halloween. That would have been interesting.
That would have. I hope I see that song.
I see that we're starting to run out of time here, so my last question would be, do you have any advice for the living?
Yes, sir. My advice is, don't believe anything without actual proof. Be curious, be skeptical, and be careful. And also, don't neglect your bits. You'll miss them when you're gone. Or your lady bits, I suppose, if you happen to be a lady, but don't neglect your bit.
I imagine, yeah, it would be kind of weird not to be able to kind of express yourself physically in the afterlife. That's got to be rough.
I will say, though, that it brings us an amazing clarity of mind, not have a body and various hormones kicking in at inopportune times. I have been more scientific and learned since I died than I ever was alive.
So how are you recording your information as you're observing it?
Infinite memory, son.
Oh, see, because I was thinking it was all these messages written in blood on the walls.
Oh, that's just boredom.
Oh, okay. No, I see it now. You know, all working.
You see, this is all work and no play. And then over here, you see, Kilroy was here for 7.
Okay.
And this is also part of my haunting.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely part of the aesthetic as well.
Every now and again, a raccoon will come in and give up the ghost. pun intended again, and I will use what's left to do this fine art walls.
You know, you are a very funny guy.
Well, thank you, sir.
I
only have myself to practice on.
Yeah, well, aside from the occasional Bela Lugosi cosplayer, I guess.
Yes.
So I do have a question. As one scientist to another, do you have any advice for me in my quest to kind of expose the existence of ghosts?
Yes, sir, I do. Absolutely. Persistent. They might call you crazy. Hell, you might be crazy. Crazy folks are the ones that get things done. You don't invent wings without jumping off the roof.
Is that some sort of saying that I'm not familiar with?
No, sir, that is for me building a pair of wings and jumping off the roof. I broke my leg, but I tried.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me. Do you have any message that you would like to deliver to the world, that you would like me to deliver to the world on your behalf? Because our time is running out here.
Sure, if you think you're going to die, wear your best outfit. Sure. If you're going to wear it for the rest of your eternity, your best.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you, and,
thank you, sir. Why, I feel like I'm stretching. I can't come back. I don't know how it works. Goodbye!
This episode of Haunted Hellos was written by David Davis and Kevin Heyman. The series is produced by David Davis for Haunted MTL. If you want to find Kevin online, you can find him at everywhencomics.com. The podcast music is Ghost Story by Kevin MacLeod. You can find more of Kevin's music at incompetech.com. Haunted Hellos is a Haunted MTL original podcast.